WMFO 91.5 FM. What's up, America? It's Sweet D Sweetness or Cry. It's Saturday, June 20th, 2024, and I started in 1991. Check out my podcast, Cry Let It All Out, on Apple and Spotify. Right now we're doing Michael Jackson, and there'll be a new episode up there on this coming week, Wednesday. Today we're going to celebrate Martin Luther King. I should have did this last week, before his holiday, but I didn't. But I love Martin Luther King so very much, and I have to do a show for him. So this show is dedicated to Martin Luther King, and we're going to start it off with his speech, The Three Evils of Society. I thought the new incoming president would like to hear this. I thought it'd be good. Let's hear it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mr. Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not, with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and a truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth, but we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observe the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington, who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assemble here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964, because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream that dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress.
This is Miss Black America, Sweet D, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
They were now booing me because
good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. And sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. So wake up, people. Stop lying. Get off the bullshit. A lot can feel good and the truth can hurt. So I'ma preach the ghetto gospel and take them to church. I'ma take on the role of being an apostle and take them to church and speak the ghetto gospel. A lot can feel good and the truth can hurt. So I'ma preach the ghetto gospel and take them to church. I'ma take on the role of being an apostle and take them to church and speak the ghetto gospel. Good morning, congregation. Today's sermon's about truth and the lies that are told by brothers in the booth. Whatever happened to honesty and being non-fiction? Cause those are the qualities that the game's missing. People rather lie and cheat to get to the top. But now it's the time for deceitfulness.
Hit them with a little ghetto gospel.
Those who wish to follow me,
my ghetto gospel,
I welcome with my hand. The red sun sinks at last into the hills of gold. At peace to this young warrior without the sound of guns.
If I could recollect before my hood days, I sit and reminisce, thinking of bliss of the good days.
I stop and stare at the younger. My heart goes to them. A testing with stress that they under. And nowadays things change. Everyone's ashamed of the youth, cause the truth look strange. And for me it's reverse. We left them a world that's cursed. And it hurts. Cause any day to push the button and all good men like Malcolm X and Bobby Hutton die for nothing. Throw to make it get teary. The world looks dreary. When you have your eyes, see it clearly. There's no need for you to fear me. If you take your time to hear me, maybe you can learn to cheer me. It ain't about black or white, cause we're human. I always see the light before.
Face. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you f*** with big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that is shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking drunk by the boxes, packing. It's natural to eat your like chocolates.
I'm not baby. I'm not
in my business. What is this? Relentless approach to know if I'm broke or not. Just cause I joke and smoke a lot don't mean I don't tote the 16 shots for my n***s in the pen until we can meet again. I'm doing rhymes now, rhymes now, come on the app. I'm real hard to find now cause I'm knee deep in the beat, in the Land Cruiser Jeep with the 10 by the seats for the jackers, the jealous in the I make you prove that it's bulletproof. Hold your head, cause when you hit the bricks, I got gin mad and sucking the fuck, baby.
Sweet one, sweetness on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Just cause I don't shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here, it don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere, as my chopper go, as my chopper go. I don't shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. That's my chopper go, that's my chopper go.
A lot of niggas died young, they never got to get old. Like two tall, tiny Swedes, talking with S-Dome. Like Tomcat, Baby Boat, Cat, Pillar, and Stone. Shout out to all my homeboys that's never coming home. What's up to all my niggas in prison that's in the hole? I ain't forgot you. Just out here trying to keep it going. grinding to reach my quota. Shit, what else do I know? Side hustling, gang banging, all us young niggas do. They got us stretched out. Wifey's flipping, mamas is stressed out. All for the thrill we feel when we yell the sets out. Now let's count. It's too many dead niggas got X'd out. It's chest now. Two to your head in front of your ex house and just out. Did these streets rappers to lick now? Stand up, niggas, don't ever sit down. Spit rails. Eternally for my niggas that ain't gon' get out. Shoot up your block before I let a tear drip down.
Just a song, shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. As my chopper go, as my chopper go. Just cause I'm shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. As my chopper go, as my chopper go.
Just cause I don't shed a tear, that don't mean I ain't sincere. Just don't speak on how I feel, cause you ain't living in this hell. Cause this hell is full of cesspools, this shit's fucked up. I keep my hammer on my waistline to shut fools up. We done killed too much, but niggas still be talking so tough. We all nuts and guts, you must have got us fucked up. Cause we hardline pressing, mini Mac dumping. Leave a nigga slugged up behind the wheel slump.
Cause I don't shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. As my chopper go, as my chopper go. Just cause I don't shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. As my chopper go, as my chopper go.
Couldn't see it coming down my eyes, so I had to make the chopper cry. And I told her, keep crying, the bullets start flying, you're dying. It hit me, it hit you, you die once, I die too. There's no me, there's no you, talking red, talking blue. It's just them, it's no us, nigga, we all cuffed up. Either dead or fucked up, to my niggas in the pen. What's up, Melvin Munir, Deshaun Jennings, Deshaun Bateman, Jarrell Patrick. A nigga still at it, a nigga on it, up early in the fucking morning. Why these bitch niggas yawning? Niggas, my tattoos cry, but nigga, I don't. A lot of niggas done die for shit that I quote. Dwayne Robinson, George Lynch, Dwayne Dupree, Brian Buchanan, that's why I keep it on me, on RSC.
Just cause I don't shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. As my chopper go, as my chopper go. Just cause I don't shed a tear for my niggas that ain't here. It don't mean I ain't sincere, just don't speak on how I feel. Let my clip cry for me, bullets flying everywhere. As my chopper go, as my chopper go.
Man, that's the first video, man. We need to crank it back up. We need the Bromes out there, man. You know what I'm talking about? 30s, Impalas, everything. Put your pimping down, man. What's up?
I'm with that. I'm with all that. But I'm telling you what we need to do. We need some space futuristic type things. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. They scared of that. It's that time, folks. Let's do it.
All right, then. Let's do both of them.
That's one to die to. I try to just throw it at you. Determine your own adventure, Andre. Got got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit, sand and it's costly, but that's all shit. Wrote and I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up Sheep Creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done and we got a new Joe in town. When the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn their crown. But until then,
WMFO 91.5 FM. We got Outkast. What's that fuzz? Everybody move to the back of the bus. Celebrating Martin Luther King today. Yes, the great MLK Jr. and Rosa Parks. That's what the song is called by Outkast, and she was also part of the civil rights movement. So we want to say thanks to Rosa Parks as well. Before that, you heard Shed a Tear by Nipsey Hussle, and that was a dope track.
Ooh,
Nipsey Hussle is so dope. I love all his beats and his music. Biggie before that, Machine Gun Funk. We want to put the guns down. Tupac, Ghetto Gospel started it all off in the beginning. Didn't sound that much like Tupac, but it was Tupac. All right, we're going to get into EPMD now. You guessed it, chill. You guessed it, chill with all the gun violence. 91.5%.
Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of EPMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy, when your rhymes in the void, never sweating your girl, YP, cause she's a schizoid, when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control, sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax, maintain MCs while the double max, always calm under pressure, no need to act ill, listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
Personal computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my kisses I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss, don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still, make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul, pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-double-E-M-D-E-E, And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all RIP. For all those underwear, it means rest in peace. Cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill.
Catch every word I'm saying, notice no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I'm trying to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC on the taker, the one that likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ La Boss.
No shorts.
Watching you. People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mr. Luther Vandross.
Chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But oh, a chair's not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there. So hold you tight, and no one there that you can kiss good night. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, hello, bye bye baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But oh, a room is We are far apart, and one of us has a broken heart. Yeah, now and then, now I call your name, and suddenly your face appears. And when it ends, it ends in tears. Pretty little darling, have a heart, yeah, baby. And don't let one mistake keep us apart. I was wrong and I know it. Forgive me, honey, 'cause I'm not meant to live alone. No, 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 no. Time is passing to us. When I climb the stairs, when I turn the key, oh, please be there, saying that you're still in love. You're sure in love with me. Reach out and turn the key. Oh, baby, please be there and still in love. I said, still in love. Please be still in love with me. Are you gonna be in love? I want you and need you to be, yeah, yeah, still in love with me, yeah. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby wouldn't be my baby. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be still in love with me? Yeah, with me.
WMFO 91.5 FM. Now time for the psalm and the prayer of the day. As I said, this show is dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. And I hope you had a nice day off on January 15, 2024. That was A House Is Not a Home by Luther Vandross at the NAACP Awards live in 1988. Slave before that, Watching You. And EPMD, that's To Chill. So we got To Chill on the Gun Violence, Slave Watching You, Slavery, and Martin Luther King Jr. And A House Is Not a Home Without Rights for All People. We're doing Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. I'm going to stop there and you continue to read Psalm 71. It's a great psalm. The prayer of the day, dear God, may all of African Americans and Black people, may all their dreams come true. I'm saying this prayer for Dr. Martin Luther King. May we have all that we deserve as a people, and may we get what's ours and what's owed to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Sweet D, Sweetness or Cry, Miss Black America on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. WMFO.
Is this Sweet D?
Yes.
Hi, Sweet D. This is Kamira.
Hi! My cousin Kamira! Hi, cutie!
Don't be using one here.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, good. It's so good to hear your voice. So, this is my cousin, Kamira America. We are so close. We're like sisters. I love her dearly. She means the world to me. And I want to thank her for letting her kids be involved in my life from their youth. I love them very much. Kamira, we're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King today. Do you have anything to say about him? Or what would you say to him if you met him?
You know, I would thank him for everything that he did, you know. I'm a Martin Luther King fan. I'm also a Malcolm X fan. I'm a fan of Turning of the Cheek. But I think that if we would have put a little bit more, put our foot down a little bit more, you know, maybe things would have been different. I'm not saying that violence is the answer, you know. I loved his, you know, humble approach to things. He was a great man. I'm not going to take that away from him, you know. I will never take that away from him. He paved the way for a lot.
Did Do you think we are, do you think nonviolence and peace could ever come back, or are we just done in this country?
Nonviolence is, it's gone. You know, like I said, I'm not saying that turning your cheek is the wrong approach. You know, I'm not saying pick your battles is the wrong approach. You know, however, it's a tough decision for me, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have survived back then because my mouth is so flipped. You know, I think if they would take me out, they took me out right away. But I do appreciate all that he did for Black.
Now, you're a big Biggie fan, and I'm a big Tupac fan. What's your favorite Biggie song?
You put me on the spot. I have to say, Ten Crack Commandments.
Which one?
Because there's two different worlds out here. You know, there's the street world and there's the straight world, you know. And in the street world, those rules definitely apply.
The Ten Crack Commandments.
I'm thinking knucklehead tonight. I'm thinking all the opposites. Biggie and I share the same birthday, so big ups to Biggie. Tupac is definitely a leader also. Gotta give it to him.
And one more thing I want to ask you before I let you go. What is your message to, or what would you say to your kids, like if they were right there listening to you? I know you're a mother and you've said so many things, but right now, do you know who you're going to vote for president first?
I have no clue. I don't like any of the options, honestly.
I know. We don't have any.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have.
I mean, do we really have a choice? It's like, pick this dummy or that dummy, you know?
Yeah, we don't have that many great options. You're right. But what would you say to your children right now about guns? And, like, have you talked to them about maybe, like, I don't know how you bring up this subject with your children, but I feel like in today's world, you have to. It's like,
you have to. I'll tell you how you do. You know, they have drills in school, you know, for shooters that come in. And that is crazy that you have to have that for your children. But I personally believe no one has the right to decide who lives or dies.
Right.
No one has the right to decide whose life is worth and who's not, you know. You didn't bring them in. You just don't get to decide that. So I am totally, I'm against guns. I'm really against them. And you can't even say they're for sport because people are going to always use them for something else. So you have to either have them or you don't. You can't have both.
Okay, and what's your prayer for the day today?
I'm going to say my prayer is, Heavenly Father, please watch over my family. Please watch over my loved ones. May all their dreams come true, all that they strive for and hope for. May the road not be so hard. For peace in the world. And just help me get on my path.
Amen. All right. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that's from Kamira, my sister. And Kamira, I love you dearly. Thanks for calling in. I'm getting ready to play The Temptations next, and it's called Stay. So you stay and listen to the end of the show and call me later.
I love you, sweetie.
I love you, Kamira. I really do. So much I love you.
I know you do. I'll talk to you later, baby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, hey. Oh, no. La, 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 la. Yeah, la, la. Yeah, yeah. Just to feel your body, your sensual design. You know my heart goes crazy when your tender lips touch mine. Let's explore our love under candlelight and wine. We'll leave the world behind, baby.
Okay, this is a wonderful jam, but it's the end of the show, so I gotta go out with my theme song, Miss Black America by Curtis Mayfield. This is a wonderful jam by The Temptations. I had Make It Last by Confunction, The Temptations Stay, Howard Hewitt, I'm For Real, Aaliyah, At Your Best, You Are Love. I might try to get them in next week, but if not, check them out. Here we go with Curtis Mayfield, Miss Black America. Hello, Daddy.
How's my love child?
Fine.
Tell me, of all your dreams, what most do you hope to be when you become a big girl?
Daddy, Sweet D saying out.
Miss Black America.
Hurriedly stepping so proud. Mother Nature's only godchild. Society salutes you today, and we'd like to say God bless Miss Black America. Watch over Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you, Miss Black America. We love you too, Miss Black America. You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask.